AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The acting leader of the historic Black Church in Charleston, South Carolina, where a pastor and eight parishioners were fatally shot last Wednesday night, says surviving members will never be the same. Interim Pastor Norval Goff addressed a crowd of more than 100 people who packed into the church's basement tonight for the first weekly Bible study since the shootings took place. Earlier today, Goff said the community is looking forward to hearing from President Obama when he eulogizes Pastor Clemente Pinckney, whose body laid in repose today at the State House where he served in the Senate.
We are very pleased that the president saw fit and made time in his schedule to come and to be with this community, this church, this nation, to help us begin and continue the healing process.
South Carolina's junior U.S. Senator choked up today as he paid tribute to those who died at Emmanuel AME Church.
At times fighting back tears, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott paid an emotional tribute to the nine people who were killed and asked for a brief moment of silence.
Just pause for 9 seconds, a second for each one.
Speaking just before Bible study resumed at Mother Emmanuel Church, Scott said it's been a week of tragedy and unity.
We are committed to replacing hate with love, pain with kindness, and ill will and hostility with goodwill and comfort.
The Senate unanimously approved a resolution condemning the attacks. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the trade bill passed today will not only give the president the fast-track authority he wants, but also give Congress final say over any trade deal.
It will ensure we have the tools we need to properly scrutinize whatever trade agreements are ultimately negotiated.
This is AP Radio News. Before he was officially sentenced to death by lethal injection, the Boston Marathon bomber apologized to the families of the people that he and his brother killed with pressure cooker bombs. But AP correspondent Denise Lavoie reports Johar Tsarnaev offered no clues about a motive.
He did not explain why he did this, and he did not renounce terrorism.
And now there are 13 GOP presidential hopefuls, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal joining the pack today.
The guy in the White House today, he's a great talker. We have a bunch of great talkers running for president. We've had enough of talkers. It is time for a doer.
Former dictator Manuel Noriega has broken a long silence and asked his compatriots to forgive actions by Panama's military during his regime that culminated in the 1989 U.S. invasion. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.